It has been nearly 50 days since violent insurrectionists stormed the U.S. Capitol. The attack left several people dead, the building vandalized, the nation shaken.
Well, today, in a hearing room on Capitol Hill, some of the witnesses to that attack, the senators themselves, questioned the former head of the U.S. Capitol Police, the acting D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief, and others responsible for protecting the Capitol.
Why didn't we take some additional steps? Why didn't you and others involved to be better prepared to confront?
Why would it take an hour to approve National Guard assistance?
How can that happen? How could you not get that vital intelligence on the eve of what's going to be a major event?
That vital intelligence was an FBI report warning of violence. It had been sent to Capitol Police the day before, but the then head of the Capitol Police, Stephen Sund, testified today that it did not reach him or the House and Senate sergeants at arms before the attack.
And so you hadn't seen it yourself?
No, ma'am. It did not go any further than that.
Okay. And then was it sent to the House and Senate sergeant at arms?
I don't believe it went any farther than from the SART over to the sergeant at the intelligence division.
Okay.
Hour after hour in testimony that was sometimes dense, senators and witnesses discussed everything from protective gear for officers to communications between law enforcement agencies to what can be done to prevent future attacks.